Throughout the weekend, Pope Francis encouraged immigrants to remember their traditions. The message rang especially true to the parishioners of St. Rocco's Church in Chester County. Created to serve the largely Hispanic populations, the parish has been growing steadily over the past 10 years. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez-Luna reports what it was like for parishioners to watch the first Latin American pope celebrate Mass so nearby.
St. Rocco's Church, located right in the middle of Mushroom Country, was packed with people watching Pope Francis's Mass. A large video screen took the place of the altar, and entire families occupied the pews. Spanish-speaking parents holding newborns next to their bilingual siblings, accompanied by grandparents who often speak more native languages from the Mexican states of Michoacán or Oaxaca than Spanish.
Tenemos que estar agradecidos a esta ciudad, a todo el pueblo, pero especialmente aquí, que nos haya visitado. Somos elegidos.
We are grateful that he has visited us. We feel we are the chosen, says Felipe Martinez, a fruit packer who left work early on Sunday to attend the Mass.
Como él dice, se están perdiendo nuestros valores, nuestras tradiciones.
The Pope says we're in danger of losing our values in search of material comforts, says Maria Rojas, a social worker with the church. Those sentiments are echoed by Jose Beltran, who, true to his religious traditions, has been proudly wearing a colorful glass capillary around his neck since his childhood in Mexico.
Este escapulario lo tengo impuesto, o sea que esto es ya de por vida.
Beltran was accompanied by his wife, Marta. Both were grateful that the Pope reminded all about the family's duty to protect children and the elderly.
El respeto y cuidar a los niños y a los ancianitos, que fue lo que nos...
The Pope's message about young people putting off marriage for financial or other worldly reason rang true for Jennifer Bustos and her husband, as their three daughters are starting to think about boyfriends.
Son tres mujercitas las que tengo y ella está en la edad de, en que ahora empieza con preguntas acerca de los novios, acerca de los
novios. Nos atrevemos a decir, Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo.
Monsignor Francis Depman is used to this mix of generations, languages, and traditions in his church. He says the Pope's connection to the immigrant experience gives people strength.
The way he touches people, there is a real sense of God's presence within him, and that's a real sign of hope for people.
Yo creo que de lo que ha dicho, para mí es un papa muy sabio.
Leticia Zamora was overcome with emotion by the Pope's message. Everything he says about families and being an immigrant touches me very deeply. He understands. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.